The Haines Planning Commission approves 3 heliports for 10 miles Haines Highway, and Southeast schools meet in Petersburg for cross-country running. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Planning Commission on Thursday approved a permit for 3 heliports at 10 Mile Haines Highway. John Floreski applied for the Conditional Use Permit, or CUP, for the 3 heliports. Essentially, it's 3 helipads all on the same property at 10 Mile. Floreski had attempted to grandfather the use, saying the property had been used for landing helicopters several years ago, but said it was easier to apply for the CUP than go back through decades of records to try to establish the grandfathered use. When questioned by the Planning Commission, Floreski stuck to his guns in not revealing his business or operating plans for the heliports. Commissioner Heather Lendy questioned Floreski on the use first, saying the commission normally has some sense of how heliports will be operated so they can evaluate the impacts on the neighborhood and community.
It's hard to explain this in a nice way, but the reason for the heliports is to allow a helicopter to land and take off. That's the reasons for them.
Can you give me a hint?
So, that hint would be kind of a proprietary information. No disrespect, but that's my business.
Commission Chair Rob Goldberg asked Floreski if he didn't have specifics on how they were going to be used, did he have a sense of how much use the heliports might get? That would give the community at least an idea of how many helicopters might be going in and out of the area. Floreski said no.
My ideas of business and stuff are my ideas. And in a lot of cases, it's not good to let out those ideas too much because timing is important in some of these decisions.
Floreski did say the heliports are for private commercial use. And he noted if he intends to go into the commercial tour business, he'll have to come back before the commission or assembly for more permits. 4 of the adjoining landowners submitted letters of support for Floreski's permit. Some of the adjoining property is also native allotment. Desiree Duncan, land manager for Tlingit Haida Tribal Council, was at the meeting and spoke in opposition of the permit. She said the heirs of Tommy Jimmy opposed the permit because they are trying to sell the property and were worried how heliports might affect the sale or price of the land. Another commenter at the meeting had a different take on the situation. Scott Sumberg isn't new to the CUP process for heliports. One of his companies, Big Salmon Ventures, is trying to secure a conditional use permit for property off Chilkat Lake Road for heliski operations. The borough assembly granted that permit earlier this year, but then was sued by a resident in the Chilkat Road area. The case is currently in litigation. The assembly and borough have not revealed any details about the ongoing negotiations in the case, but Sumberg did on Thursday. As a party in the lawsuit, he said the parties are working on a settlement that focuses on a study for heliports. He said that study will likely help establish more specific criteria about where in the borough heliports would be best suited. While in support of Floreski's plan for heliports at 10 Mile, Sumberg said it would be prudent of the Planning Commission to wait until the other case is settled before granting any more permits. But the Planning Commission didn't follow that advice, nor did it follow the recommendations of the borough manager, Dave Sosa, in setting conditions for the CUP. Sosa, in a memo to the Planning Commission, determined that Floreski's application met the criteria for a CUP, but he suggested granting the permit for a 1-year trial period, with hours of operation limited between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., and mutually agreed flight paths to mitigate noise impacts to residential areas. Commissioner Donnie Turner said he didn't want to put conditions on the permit, especially issuing a trial of 1 year. That wouldn't allow Floreski to be assured of his investment, Turner said.
I would never buy and invest money in an operation that could get the permit taken away in 3 years. And so basically, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what John says, but I mean, in my opinion, you're basically denying the permit if you add a 3-year deal, because I can't imagine that you're going to spend money, invest in building up a facility, and then have the risk of losing it in 3 years. It just doesn't make any business sense.
Commissioner Danny Gaunt said he didn't see many impacts of the location, considering Floreski has a hydropower and diesel power plant on the property already. Although Gaunt said he did question why 3 heliports at 10 Mile were necessary, considering the airport is only 6 miles away. That's a fact Lendy also voiced. She pointed to the comprehensive plan that says the borough should have established criteria for heliports by now. She also questioned if, without an operating plan for the heliports, the permit application was complete. And she said she was concerned about granting another heliport permit with the lawsuit currently in progress.
But I don't think at this time that the proposal as given to us meets the criteria specified in our own conditional use thing.
Assembly liaison Deborah Schnabel didn't have a vote in the permit process, but questioned the use for the heliports as well, asking if the Planning Commission could make an informed decision without an idea of intended use.
Please consider that a conditional use permit is not for a static structure. It's for a use of something, and it generally includes an activity. Yes, I understand that it's for landing and to allow helicopters to take off and land. I understand that's the purpose of a helipad. But our community, I think, deserves to understand or have a better picture of what is the activity that's associated there. How will that activity impact us?
Several ideas have been floated about why Floreski wants three heliports at 10 Mile. One speculation is for mining exploration or to offer services to mining companies. Constantine Metal Resources, which uses helicopters for its exploration efforts at the Palmer site, confirmed it would not be interested in using heliports at 10 Mile because it is too far from their site. They currently fly helicopters out of the Porcupine site or use the approved heliport at 33 Mile. The heliports shouldn't have a big impact on the Haines Highway realignment project. Documents for that project shows the state will want to acquire just a small sliver of land from Floreski, if necessary, for the project. The Planning Commission approved the permit by a vote of 5-2, with Lendy and Lee Highmiller opposing. The only conditions put on the permit is that Floreski, or the helicopters flying out of its heliport, not fly over residents between 9 Mile and 7.5 Mile, except for emergency use, that Floreski allow emergency use, and that he comply with his Army Corps of Engineers permit for constructing the heliports. In other actions Thursday, the Planning Commission also identified some general areas of borough property to consider selling. The properties suggested are located above the Skyline subdivision, around the Mount Riley area, by the end of Small Tracks Road, and at the end of Lutac Road. The Commission had been encouraged by the Assembly to identify properties the borough could look into selling. It became a little contentious recently when some Assembly members suggested the Planning Commission wasn't following its direction. At the beginning of Thursday's meeting, Chairman Goldberg took a few minutes to address a recent criticism of the Planning Commission from some Assembly members. He noted the Commission had, in spring, taken up the issue of identifying land for sale, but the Commission determined the market wasn't ripe for selling land at the time. He said the Commission had planned to take up the issue again in the fall, and that's why land sales were on the agenda for last week's meeting. But Goldberg noted the Commission does act independently of the Assembly, whether some members like it or not.
The borough charter and the code gives the Planning Commission the authority and the autonomy to express an opinion and make decisions. And the Assembly may instruct us to do things, and we will do them, but the Assembly may not always like the answer that we give. That's just how it works. That's how it's set up. You know, we're an advisory board. We're a diverse group of people, and we're not always going to give the answer that certain Assembly members might want to hear.
At this point, the properties were just identified. Borough staff and planning commissioners are going to make site visits, and there are still several more steps before the commission decides anything definite about the properties. Cross-country runners from 15 Southeast Alaska high schools competed in Petersburg over the weekend. The hometown girls team came in first, followed by Ketchikan and Juneau's Thunder Mountain High School. Ketchikan's team won the boys' race, followed by Thunder Mountain and Sitka. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld was at Saturday's meet and talked to some of the coaches and chaperones about what happens behind the scenes.
Who are we? Friends! Where did we come from?
Huda!
Who are we?
Friends!
Where did we come from?
Huda!
Our friends on three! Friends on three! 1, 2, 3! Friends!
Team chants filled the air as about 240 runners from Southeast Alaska high schools met under sunny skies.
Who are we?
was awesome to have all of our fans and parents get to see our kids run, and all the volunteer help that we have is amazing.
Jamie Cabral is Petersburg's athletic director.
Overall, I think the boys did great. The girls did great. It was an awesome meet.
The Haynes team traveled the farthest, bringing a dozen students by ferry. Chaperone Jane Cowart said they included some runners in their first year of racing.
There's a good menagerie from freshman to senior, and I think they're all just feeling their way out, finding their place, and doing well.
What do the kids get out of an event like this?
Self-confidence and a team spirit, because you run by yourself, but yet you run together as a team, and to learn to encourage one another and build one another up.
Southeast cross-country runners have already met in Juneau and Metlakatla. They'll be in Sitka next week, followed by the regional championships in Ketchikan. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Petersburg.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.